Hello, welcome to Feathercast. I am speaking with Gary Gregory, who is involved in various of the Commons projects. Thanks for speaking with us, Gary.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Now, when I first heard of the Commons projects, what I understood was that it was something like the standard C libraries, that sort of thing. Am I way off base here, or am I in the right ballpark?
I think it's an interesting analogy to start with, but it's a lot more than that. Commons is actually a very large piece of code that is made up of a whole series of subcomponents, and there's about 20 of them. Some of them are somewhat, you know, like the C library. They're fairly low level. They're things that we think are missing from the JDK. And you'll find these things in components called lang and codec and IO and logging. And those are fairly low level things compared to higher level components like SCML, for example, which you wonder, you know, why is it even in Commons? So there's a lot of very small components, a lot of medium-sized components, and some large components. It's a little bit of everything in there. But in general, you can look at two things. It's either something that we think is missing from the JDK, or they're just really nice extensions. And then there's a third area that's larger components, and we're really wondering, hey, why is this here? Like SCML, you know, that's a great component, but it doesn't seem to maybe fit in with the other stuff. Because the state chart engine is really not at the same level of granularity as what's missing from java.lang or what's missing from java.io. When you look at a lot of the components, if you look at lang, you can say, ah, that's what's really nice to have in java.lang. If you look at IO, you think, oh, well, this is something that's really nice that we don't have in java.io, et cetera, et cetera.
What's the structure of the various projects? Is there one top-level project, or are there multiple top-level projects?
Well, the Apache Commons project is one project that was raised to top-level status a while back in 2007. It came from another project called Jakarta Commons. Mm-hmm. It's one project, and it's broken up in over 20 different components. There are really three areas within Commons. There is Commons proper, which are released and supported components like lang, IO, codec, DBCP. There is a dormant area, which are projects that have been retired that are no longer actively supported, but are just there for archival purposes. And then there's another area that's really fun and interesting called sandbox. And that's where all the experimenting goes on. It's kind of our incubator. Okay. So if you want to start a new project, if you want to clone an existing project and redo the API or reimplement the internals or do something fairly radical, you start it in the sandbox. And if it has enough support from the community, then it will get promoted as a Commons component. So once you're in the Commons community, you have karma access to do any work in any of the components, mod some, you know, etiquette as far as not stepping over people's toes that might be working in other areas. So it's a pretty fun component to be in because we do look at a lot of different areas of the Java language that we feel need extension, part of the JDK or higher level pieces.
What's your sense so far as who's using this? Is this sort of the standard thing to use across the Java world, or is this pretty much not getting attention outside of a small community? What do you think?
I think that once you look, if you start downloading other large open source projects or even commercial projects, you'll very often see Commons Lang in there or Commons IO or a lot of these pieces, like Commons logging, is another common one. Out of the Commons world, there are a handful of components that are extremely popular, and there are others that you don't really see that often anywhere. But what does happen a lot, again, if you dig around, is that you will see classes that originate out of Commons I/O copied verbatim, pretty much, maybe with a package name change, into other projects. So if you look for a class called String Utils or Base64, there's a lot of different copies of those classes under that code. And there's a lot of cross-pollination going on. Some comes back to Commons, some goes out of Commons, and there's even cross-pollination within Commons. One of the goals of Commons is to be made up of components that are very easily reusable with not many dependencies. So there's a little bit of code duplication between different Commons components instead of having one Commons component depend on too many other components. But I think that you'll see Commons components reused in a very, very broad range of application. We can also look for some exciting news from Commons Math. I think they'll have an announcement coming out pretty soon about their component being used in a high visibility area in Europe. And, you know, there are other components that I've never really seen used anywhere.
You mentioned that you see folks taking the Commons code and copying it wholesale and modifying it, modifying the namespace and so forth. Is that okay? Is that something that the project encourages? Is that something that our license encourages?
Well, I think it's perfectly okay because that's what the SL2 license lets you do. I mean, ideally, it's always nice if the component were to be reused as released, and when problems or enhancements are found, they can be reported back to us so we can enhance the product. But that's not always the case, and that's okay, too. I think it's pretty common for people not to want to have yet another jar on their class path, so they'll copy the code in, and then they have to deal with maintaining that code. So if it's okay with them, you know, it's okay with us too. The ASL license is very permissive, and it basically lets you reuse the code and do whatever you want to do. I think as far as the legalities, you might have to put a notice file that says, you know, there's some code that comes from the Apache Foundation in there. But yeah, go ahead and reuse. I mean, whether it's cut, copy-paste, or it's putting the jar on the class path, it's all okay by the license as far as I'm concerned. I would prefer that people reuse the jar files and then use our bug tracking system to file enhancements and file bug reports. But we don't have control over that, and that's fine.
Do many of the other Java projects within the ASF use the Commons code?
Yes, and there's also code that ends up in Commons where other projects usually don't want to maintain it or they donate it.
Okay.
So I think that's where some of the Base64 code came from. There's you will see comments in the code that says, you know, donated from such and such a project. So why it ends up there, I'm sure there's all sorts of different stories. But anything that's a lower level type of utility where you are thinking, well, you know, this really should be in Lang or in I/O or a new I/O, those are the type of things that usually we want to have end up in Commons. There's no reason for everybody to go and reinvent the wheel and reinvent the same set of utilities.
Right.
So I think that once projects come and reuse our components, they can really focus on their business. You know, they can really focus on what their domain expertise is. If you were to look at it from a business standpoint, so what does Commons compete with? And that I'm not really sure. I mean, the only component that I think has seen some competition in Commons is the logging framework. So we have SLF4J and Logback, which are kind of logging framework wrappers. So there's a lot of back and forth on mailing lists as to what's best and what's the best way to do it and what's the right way to do it, etc. I'm not aware of other well-known libraries that have their own utilities like this. Usually it's the type of thing that grows organically within an organization where they, you know, we have done it at work as well, where you end up with your own commons, so
right.
to speak. So here, you know, the idea is for people not to spend valuable time reinventing the wheel on these types of facilities and reuse our stuff, and then they can go and create higher level functionality that's more appropriate to their business. You know, there is a little bit of code duplication between some of these Commons components. So maybe, you know, depending on what people think, it would be interesting to have a Commons Commons. to avoid any code duplication. Another thing that might be interesting if people are interested in, like, for example, you know, if you reuse 5, 6, or 10 of the components, wouldn't it be just easier to have one jar file? Maybe people would be interested in having a monster commons project, which is give me everything you've got in a jar file. I don't want to include, I don't want to go out and cherry pick right. all this stuff. So those are the type of things that I'm interested in having feedback on. And I also have to divulge that I have a slight bias because the most activity that I'm involved in is with Commons Lang and Codec and sometimes I.O. So apologies to the other projects that have not been mentioned sure. equally.
If I wanted to get involved, where could I plug into this process?
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways you can get involved. You know, start by looking at our website, which is commons.apache.org. If you're a user, you can subscribe to the mailing list, users@commons.apache.org. And if you're a developer and you're getting involved, you can talk to the mailing list, dev@commons.apache.org. Yeah, maybe there's something that you are doing at work that you think would benefit the rest of the planet as far as utility. You could see, how does it fit in Commons? You know, is there a project that I could contribute this method, this class, this little framework into? Or is it a brand new component that would fit in this world? Or maybe there's a lot of, if you're just interested in volunteering, we have a lot of work to do. So there's always the welcome banner is out for any volunteer. There's a lot of subcomponents, and there's a lot of components in the sandbox that are begging for attention. So I think just now we're seeing some renewed attention for the comma-separated value, the CSV component. That's being used in I can't remember if it's NOAA or some government agency is reusing it for some of their cool stuff. So, yeah, come on over and say hi on the mailing list and see if there's something that interests you particularly or if you have something that you really want to contribute.
Well, thanks so much for talking with me, Gary.
You're welcome. My pleasure.